is about, and beyond that, just for what life is about, how to live life well and how to be true and honest to yourself and to your work and to your friends and to your world. And we lost one of those this year, and Frank Thomas has put together a tribute. And so I will just turn it over to Frank and let him tell you what happens next. So here's Frank Thomas.
Well, it's with a lot of sadness, I guess, that we're here tonight, but we need to also be rejoicing. You know, I asked Don a couple of weeks before he died. I said, "Don, you written anything new?" He said, "No, I guess I've written them all." We went to see him in the hospital the night he died, and he was looked better than he looked in a long time, bright-eyed and joking around and just having a good time. He told me just before we left, he said, "You know," he said, "I was really ready to go, but I guess the Great Spirit had something else he wanted me to do." So we left, and it was the next day we were playing somewhere that we got home and got the word. First thing that Ann told me, she's the one that got the call, says, "You know, Don Grooms is the only man I know who could argue with God and win."
I remember my brother in song. I remember my brother in sorrow. I remember my brother in laughter. I remember my brother in dreams. I saw him sing. I felt his sorrow. I heard him laughing, and he told me his dreams. His name was Don Grooms. I will speak his name no more. Creator, are you dancing with him now? Aho.
The raven stands alone.
There was a whole bunch to love and admire in Don. Even if you had never heard his music, there was a whole bunch to love and admire in Don. The boy who had the potential to have nothing, who created a better world for us all, the man who taught, the man who honored his mother, the man who worked in civil rights with President Johnson to make the world a better place for you and for me. Don was the softest spoken, the gentlest, the most forgiving man I've ever known. And we're here tonight to celebrate the man and the music.
This is Don's song, Wild Birds. The wild birds flew by him calling his name. I guess I done you dirty. I didn't mean to do you wrong when I went off and left you in that big house all alone. I just called to say I hope you'd understand when I explain that the wild birds flew by me calling my name. They said, come on, go with us, leave the cities behind. We'll go out on some mountain just to see what we can find. We'll find a lake in Minnesota, a cornfield in Maine, a desert in old Nevada where we can live life again. God knows I loved you and I wanted to stay. I'd still be there with you if the wild birds had stayed away. But I heard them calling, saying to me, let's go west and see if wild mustangs run free. Thank you. but I thought you'd like to know. Found some clean air and water in the mountains of Idaho. I found some woodlands in Oregon where the sky is still blue. And there's two bear cubs in Dakota sending their love to you. So if I done you dirty, I didn't mean to do you wrong. When I went off and left you in that big house all alone, I just called to say I hoped you'd understand when I explained that the wild birds flew by me calling my name. That the wild birds flew by me a calling my
Vita Chuco. They came to the prairie searching for gold, demanding what did not exist. When Chief Vita Chuco explained there was none, DeSoto put irons on his wrist. And Chief Vita Chuco had a great feast. He told tales across the campfire about the vast riches beyond the Suwannee. Told the Spaniards to search over there. And then the Indian knives met the big Spanish sword and were broken in the battle that night. Chief Vita Chuco slashed DeSoto's face, but he lost his own life in the fight. Then the Indians recovered. His rage was still high. He said, bring all those Indians to me. He slaughtered 4,000 and laughed as they died. Then he marched on across the Suwannee. Then the Indians waited, and they came back again to the prairie where they hoped to remain. But the white men still wanted that rich prairie land. So he fought the new leader, King Payne. Colonel Dan Noonan brought troops to a lake. King Payne brought his warriors there too. And they routed the soldiers, but they lost their own life, as Indians usually do. soldiers came back, as they always returned, and drove the Indians off of their land. Fort 400 villages and watched them all burn, and ended the struggle Vita Chuco began. Now are there no more Indians in North Florida? There's no more land for the white men to take. There's only a prairie named for King Payne and for Colonel Dan Noonan Alley.
Big and tall. I haven't been introducing these people because you know who they are. However, you may not recognize this gentleman. He is from up in the Carolina Hills. You remember the first album Don ever did, Walk Proud, My Son, was produced by Tom Shedden.
Congratulations, Standing Bear.
Congratulations, Standing Bear, today you are a man. Yesterday you were a heathen savage living off the land. Now the courts have changed the color of the red skin you have worn. At last you are a free man in the land where you were born. In the heat of Oklahoma, where the white man sat him down, Standing Bear was sadly watching his last son die on the ground. Father, please, the boy cried weakly, when my final hour has come, don't let my bones be buried in this Oklahoma sun. Take me home to the Dakotas, where my mother gave me birth. Let my body lie forever in the breast of Mother Earth. So they left the reservation, headed north through Omaha. That's where they were arrested, for it was against the law. By the writ of habeas corpus, sin set those people free. But the whites said, those aren't people, just Indians, can't you see? Then into the federal courtroom in front of Judge Dundee, where he said, of course they're people, you've got to set them free. Congratulations, Standing Bear, today you are a man. Yesterday you were a heathen savage living off the land. Now the courts have changed the color of the red skin you have worn. At last you are a free man in the land where you were born. Well, they loaded up his body, headed for the burial ground. That's where the soldiers stopped them, said, turn this thing around. You're no longer an Indian, the courts made you a man. You cannot bury your garbage on this sacred Indian land. Congratulations, Standing Bear, today you are a man. Yesterday you were a heathen savage living off the land. Now the courts have changed the color of the red skin you have worn. But you'll never be a free man in the land where you were born. No, you'll never be a free man in the land where you were born.
Don wrote a lot of serious songs. One thing he was real serious about was having fun, and I think he wrote this one for just that reason. And one, two, three. I was born in Cherokee, North Carolina, through no fault of my own. not had any voice in the matter. Florida, where I'd have been born. But you can't call me a Florida cracker. Oh, I love this Florida sand. If great-granddaddy wanted me to be a cracker, he'd stole me some Seminole land. Had the flu the day the love bugs ate my mom. And I went to pick her up in Zephyr Hill. She caught the train to Apopka. Working the turpentine still. Well, I caught up with her in Micanopy. She said she was doing okay. She was pleasing the interstate truckers. Oh, my. At a place called Cafe Risque. How about you can't call me a Florida cracker? Oh, I love this Florida sand. If great-granddaddy wanted me to be a cracker, he stole me some Seminole land. I worked my way down through the tourist. Squashed a palmetto bug or two. Scream, mama, I ain't no cracker. And I'm blaming it all on you. Cause you can't call me a Florida cracker. This Florida sand. Do you love Florida? Hey, my daddy wanted me to be a cracker. He stole me some Seminole land. Hey.
Well, now y'all see the softer, gentler side here. Following that song was perfect about Seminole land. James, Billy, and I went up to see that Don left here standing pat and, you know, like carrying the things he needed for his trip. And so right there, that North Carolina clay right there at the cemetery, I brought back quite a bit of it. We put some down at Gore's Landing, and I put a little bit down by the gazebo. And so I'm going to put a little bit right here.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Now see, we ensured that Don had everything he needed to leave with. And some of us just can't say goodbye that soon. So now every time we're up here, we know that we brought some of Don's North Carolina land down here to Florida. And I'm not going to start anything now. But I think we need to get that sign and these flags back up here. When God made man, put him on this land, said treated with love and care. Only use, do not abuse, it was meant for all to share. Mother Earth will fulfill your needs. The sun will keep you warm. Respect all living, growing things, and bring this world no harm. For the grass still grows, the river still flows, the earth still brings forth its flowers. We ask that you be gentle to this land that once was ours. We did not give this land to you. It was not ours to give. But we welcomed you to our peaceful shores, taught you how to live. Well, now you say this land is yours. Remember Chief Joseph's cry. If you will not give us a place to live, then leave us a place to die. For the grass still grows, the river still flows, the earth still brings forth its flowers. We ask that you be gentle to this land that once was ours. Pick one side. Tried to do what was right, the truth you used to know. But please don't do to the red, black, or white what you did to the buffalo. For history's always had a way of repaying what is due. And whatever you do to these, my friends, another will do. For the grass still grows, the river still flows, the earth still brings forth its flowers. We ask that you be gentle to this land that once was ours. For the grass still grows, the river still flows, the earth still brings forth its flowers. We ask that you be gentle to this land that once was ours. Don, we love you. And hey, we damn sure know you're here. Yeah.
Does this one work? Okay. Wayne's coming. I got my Jerry Garcia tie on. Comes with a joke. What does a deadhead say when he runs out of drugs? Hey, this band sucks. They got their own CBs. They got color TVs. And every third car on the road is some old man from Michigan and a gallon Winnebago. See him bumper to bumper out on the highway. You can hear him yell breaker one night. But they only ever stopped by a bottle of pop and a pump out of sewer line. They got decals on the window saying where they've been, bump sticker saying where they're bound. Pull into KOA, they hit the hay, their feet never touch the ground. They got their own CBs and color TVs, and every third car on the road, it's Ma and Pa from Saginaw and a gallon Winnebago. Well, in Winnebago, I'm sure you know, it's a Chippewa Indian name. Means standing, stagnant, putrid water. Now, how's that for a claim to fame? I'd like to drive for hours through the land of the flowers, the home of the Seminole, and never see one man from Michigan in a scholar in Winnebago. They got their own CBs, color TVs, every third car on the road. It's some old man from Michigan in a scholar in Winnebago. We Well, you can't go around sleeping on the ground with a sleeping bag and just your clothes. You know, the cops will run you in unless you're from Michigan. Gal darn Winnebago. But someday when I'm old, when my reflexes are slow, when I got no more business on the road, I'm going to move up north. I'm going to rent me one of them 175-foot-long Winnebagos. I'm going to find their business road, get out there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, left-hand lane with a right-hand turn signal on, go 15 miles an hour. I'm going to hire me 2.6 kids to sit in the back and throw garbage out the window and have me a seatbelt dangling out of one of the doors making sparks on the pavement. In my gall-darn Winnebago, they got their own CBs, color TVs, and every third car on the road. It's some old man from Michigan and a gall-darn Winnebago. It's Ma and Pa from Saginaw and a gall-darn Winnebago.
Excuse me.
Okay.
My playing's rusty.
Here's one Don always enjoyed singing. Sing with us on this one. As soon as we get those little mice out of here.
Some days just drag on forever. Everything seems to go wrong. If we can make it through this evening, a new life will start with the dawn. And tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
Oh, yes, it is.
We'll lose all our pain. Sorrow, we'll all make lots of money and love each other more. When life gets better tomorrow,
there won't be no more lonely people walking the sad streets alone.
We'll all be instant companions, and hate and fear will be gone. And tomorrow's gonna be a better day. We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow. We'll all make lots of money and love each other more. When life gets better tomorrow.
Goodwill don't just happen. It takes people like you and I. And if some turkey don't cross me this evening, well, tomorrow I might give love a try.
And tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
Lose our pain and our sorrow.
Yeah, we'll lose all our pain. Money and love each other more. When life gets better tomorrow.
Oh, you know the words. Sing it with us now. Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
Oh, we'll lose our pain and our sorrow.
We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow.
Oh, we'll all make lots of money.
We'll all make lots of money.
Love each other more.
Love each other more.
When life gets better tomorrow.
All right. A very sweet ending to that wonderful tribute to Don Grooms. Yes, another hand for Don Grooms. I didn't think it could possibly be over because there were so many songs that he did. It's not over. Just as I thought. They sent me out here. They said it's over. Frank, take it away.
Yeah, we got a couple more to go yet. Sue, come on. Sue Grooms, ladies and gentlemen.
They haven't yet let me have a voice mic yet tonight, and I can see why. It's a dangerous thing. But, Don, I just want to tell you this can be done sober, and I just want you to know that.
No, we just want to know Tim is sober. Don wouldn't believe that. He left, and everything went to hell in a handbasket. This song is Solly Died for Me, Don used to say. Jesus Christ died for you, Solly died for me, and he meant it. Cherokee Mountain home, 'cause Solly died for me many years ago. I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. In 1838, the Trail of Tears began, that moved every Cherokee to Oklahoma, every woman and every man. But Solly wouldn't go, he vowed that he would stay. And when the soldiers came for him, blew their lives away. But the soldiers promised him, if he'd pay for what he'd done, they'd move all they could to Oklahoma and leave the rest alone. So Solly and his sons stood in front of the soldiers' guns and gave their lives that day so the rest of us could stay. And while I'm in this world, no matter where I roam, I'll always be going back to my Cherokee Mountain home. 'Cause Solly died for me many years ago. I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. Cherokee Mountain home, 'cause Solly died for me many years ago. I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. Any place I know. Any place I know. Thank you, Don, for that song.
I want to invite you to join us and use it up, wear it out. I don't care, wherever you do it. Take it, Dennis. Where the bears and the whippoorwills, the closest store's 35 miles away. So I'm now a full-grown man. When I close my eyes, I can hear the words my mother used to say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do it out. You can pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. a son of my own. He's even got his own telephone. It seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything that money can buy, and it makes me want to cry, 'cause I know he'll never hear his mother say,
use it up, wear it out, make it do and do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old baby jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high.
Just remember that history to some is heartfelt memories to others.
Thank you all. I don't think they'll be back. They've all gone backstage. Thanks. That was very sweet. One of the dynasties here at the Florida Folk Festival has been the Makeley family. So I've been coming for, I think this is 24 years for me. And I've watched this family perform year after year after year. The girls have grown up and gone out on their own. And now they're back, and they should be making their way out on stage. Where are they?
Yes, there they come.
And have now created a whole new group for themselves with assorted friends. I'll let them do the introduction. Some of you surely know them if you've been coming for years and years. Many of these you recognize. Some of them might be new to you. This is one of those times when at a folk festival we don't just celebrate the memory of tradition and the perpetuation of tradition, but the honoring of the creation of tradition, the process of creating new tradition. So this is a group called Under the Water Lilies. They've been working hard on this set, and I think I'm going to turn it over to Bettina Makeley and let her tell you what she needs to tell you. So ladies and gentlemen, Under the Water Lilies with Bettina Makeley.
Well, since we already decided that it was going to be Stephen Johns who did the talking, I'm going to turn it over to Stephen Johns.
Hi. We're Under the Water Lilies. We're a Jacksonville-based group. And, there's about 100,000 members of our family in various forms running around out there. If you walked around today, you saw a few of them. So.
That's why there's such a big crowd.
If you look next to you, one of our family's sitting there. We do kind of an interesting mix of music. You can definitely tell we're from Florida. We're some Florida-oriented people. Some of us are Florida transplants. However, you can be from Florida, you can come from Florida, or you can now come from Florida, so that's cool, too. Basically, we're a vocal harmony group that does all original music, and I'll tell you what, looking out on this crowd, I could not be more thrilled, and I could not be more nervous. But I'm going to let Bettina tell you a little bit about her family and her sister and how long they've been here and stuff.
Oh, well, my sister Ruth and I have been with the Makeley family, yodelers, for, coming to this festival about 25 years, 26,
something like that.
Yeah. Just in the last 3 years have formed this new group where we're doing original things. I have one of my sister Ruth and my son Stephen Makeley is here with us, so... Get it rolling.
Let's get it rolling.
Yeah. I think we should play some music.
Let's shake them up.
two, one, two, three.
We're out on the Gulf of Mexico. Not a breath of air, there's nowhere to go. Drifting along in the currents flow. We're out on the Gulf of Mexico. Out on the Gulf of Mexico. I drift in the moonlight and hey, that life. Crabs play calypso and jellyfish jive. Nowhere else can this thing be so. But out on the Gulf of Mexico. We're out on the Gulf of Mexico. When the warm winds blow, they can take me away. I don't know where I'll go. I'll maybe make the run down the Florida.
Florida. But Tina's going to do a couple of her tunes now that she wrote. That was one of mine. Well, actually, they're group songs, hey. But she's been around, and she's been around here for a long time. She's got some very beautiful songs about people.
This is a song I wrote about regret. I had ample opportunity in 25 years to sit down and have a conversation with Will McLean or Campbell Rogers.
One of those guys.
One of those guys. And I did not take advantage of the opportunity, and this is a song that was started by that feeling. And I will always be, I will always attach the memory of Don Grooms to this song from now on as well. It's called I Should Have Known You Better. So many years in coming to this river, and so many campfires shared with other friends. Don't know how I missed you, Will and Gamble, but I always thought our paths would cross again. I could have and should have known you. Should have used my time to listen to your song. I had 20-some-odd years to get to know you. But it's too late now, your time has come and gone. My teenage years were filled with trials and troubles. Song. I had 30 summers. I wrote about my garden in Jacksonville, Florida, where I am not currently residing, but I hope to get back there one day. It's called Dancing in the Garden. Gotta have lots of room here.
Dance in the
Here's a song I never expected to become well known for. Ponce de Leon is credited with discovering Florida and losing it, discovering Florida and losing it, discovering Florida and losing it, and losing it. He kept coming back and back. He was determined to prove that this wasn't an island. And finally he became governor of Cuba. And on his last trip here, around Port Charlotte Harbor, he got into a fight with some of the locals. And what he found out he really wanted was not to come back. And unfortunately, he was hit with an arrow in the chest. And he was taken back to Cuba by his men where he died. And this song is a dedication to him. It's called Steve's Pink Flamingo Boogie, or Hey Juan.
You sailed here with your brothers high upon sea and foam. Did you ever stop to think, dear one, somebody might be home? And hey, Juan,
hey, Juan,
Ponce de Leon, sent here by the hand of your good King Ferdinand. Searching for the truth about these waters that bring you. When you came to learn her secrets and take them for your king, did you ever stop to think, dear one, you might lose everything? Hey, Juan,
hey, Juan,
Ponce de Leon, sent here by the hand of your good King Ferdinand. And in your final hours, as you fought upon her shores, you wrote your name in history with hers forevermore. You called her Florida. She was your land of flowers, your Then she sent you back to Cuba with the sunset in your eyes. Hey, Juan.
Hey, Juan.
Ponce de Leon, sent here by the hand of your good King Ferdinand. Hey, Juan.
Hey, Juan.
Ponce de Leon, you paid a terrible cost to find this land that was not lost.
Thank you.
I'm sticking.
to my strings.
Thanks, Teresa.
Oh, a blessing. May I bestow a blessing? I'm a real one of those people that's just totally obnoxious about being from Florida. I admit it. You get me talking about rocks and bugs and things, and I'll go on all night. So I'm going to try to be brief. But I tried to put it together an anthem that says how I feel. And, well, here it is. And I was born here in Duval County. I spent my childhood along your shores. Though I left you, I have come home now. And I will leave this place no more. For while the sun shines upon your waters, and while your storms blow from the sea, I'll make my home here, sweet land of flowers,
sweet land of flowers,
until they lay me down in thee. And from the dry Tortugas up to Pensacola Bay, there's not an inch of thee I have not laid of feeling warm and being home. I know the hand of man has scarred you. He pours his poisons into your seas. But in your spirit, he cannot harm or change the way you feel in me. For while the sun shines upon your waters, and while your storms blow from the sea, I'll make my home here, sweet land of flowers,
sweet land of flowers,
until they lay me down in thee. And from the dry Tortugas up to Pensacola Bay, there's not an inch of thee I have not laid these eyes upon. From Alligator Alley to the Tallahassee Hills, I love this feeling that I have come to know so well, of feeling warm and being home. Oh, cool.
All right.
We get to do another one.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Check, 1, 2. I need vocals.
I got to tell you something. This fellow on the end down here, his name is Raven Stands Alone, and he's a good friend of ours. And
we never let him stand alone.
We never let him stand alone.
And oh, lucky guy.
He's never been to Lake Okeechobee, but so many people keep telling him what it's like. Well, you tell him, Arnie.
Well, I got this from the Peters Road 7 in Barberville about 4 years ago.
Who, by the way, win the prize for doing the very coolest thing ever done?
Yeah,
at the Florida Folk Festival.
Carol on, and then they do Back to the Tower. That was incredible. Anyway, this is a song. Frank Thomas calls it a Florida song, but it's not. It's about some guys who live in Florida and what they told me about Florida, about a place I'd never been there. Hit it there, maestro. Seen a war dog dream by the campfire, and I know he still seeks paradise. Those are
I've never been down to Lake Okeechobee. I heard all the stories from them. I've never been down to Lake Okeechobee, but I'm going back there again.
Boomslang's a new friend, Freedom's his brother. War dog is looking for love. They tell me stories about the great swampland where the eagle looks down from above.
I've never been down to Lake Okeechobee. I heard all the stories from them. I've never been down to Lake Okeechobee, but I'm going back there again.
Some long dusty roads, like some they've got there in the Glades. The further I go there, the higher my soul flies. Okeechobee is the last place God made.
I've never been down to Lake Okeechobee. I heard all the stories from them.
Go ahead, sing it.
I've never been down to Lake Okeechobee, but I'm going back there again.
Okeechobee, see all of my friends that live there. And maybe that skunky will sit by my campfire and the skeeters can just play in my hair.
I've never been down to Lake Okeechobee. I heard all the stories from them. I've never been down to Lake Okeechobee, but I'm going back there again. I'm going back there again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the Water Lilies. Nice set. They worked hard on that one. Some of you may never have seen the kind of drum that Chris is carrying. Well, he's got a couple of them, but Tina has one. These are African drums called djembes. And if you think two or three of them are powerful, you should slap on some bug spray and take a flashlight and go down to the gazebo after the show closes tonight and hear some real serious drumming. We were down there last night, and it's very intense. It's a good idea to have a flashlight. They needed better light last night. Everybody should have a light, and you definitely will need some bug spray. But get on down there if you really want to hear some powerful, powerful drumming. There were police down there because it was pretty scary. It tends to make white people nervous. Let's welcome back to the stage some old friends. I don't need to say anything more about Doug Goss from Tallahassee and Wayne Martin. I don't know what they're up to. We'll find out. Make them welcome, Doug and Wayne.
Can't tell you how proud I am to be playing for you. Thank you.
morning, where the orange blossoms grow, where the sun comes peeking into where I'm sleeping, and the songbirds say hello. And I want to wander through the orange groves, where as children we would play. So I'll make my home in Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. And then you can go and watch the moonlight on the bay. And in the winter, spring, summer, fall, or any time at all, it's another perfect Florida day. Where roads and highways go to great places, where so many fine folks stay. And so I'll make my home in Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. So I'll make my home in Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. This is a song I don't think I've ever done on the main stage before, and I did it once. I learned it about 20 years ago with a woman named Pat Wickman. Folks around here from Tampa Bay area, well, there's 6,000 bridges in Florida. Generally, the big ones have names, and generally, they're named after politicians. Well, that ain't the case with Mr. Gandy's bridge. Mr. Gandy moved down here from Pittsburgh in 1917, and he told folks, you know, what you need here is a bridge between Tampa and St. Pete. And they said, man, you're crazy. There isn't a bridge half that long in the whole world. It was going to be 6 feet short of being 6 miles long. So all Mr. Gandy had to hear was that the bridge was impossible to build, and he set about to build it himself. In 1924, they cut the ribbon on that bridge. I suppose bands played. Somebody probably sang this song. As a matter of fact, this must be the world's worst song. It's actually two of the world's worst songs. It's Listen to the Mockingbird, Noel McDonald Had a Farm, kind of rolled into one. But everybody got quiet to hear what Mr. Gandy was going to say. The papers had been real hard on him. They called it Gandy's Folly Bridge, and they bet when he'd they had a pool established for when he'd bail out on building this impossible bridge. Well, Mr. Gandy just got up and said the bridge is built, and he sat down. They say nothing pleased Papa Gandy more than to sit out in the evening and the afternoons there and watch the tolls roll in on his bridge. And it wasn't very long before he had it built that the government says, you know, we need a bridge between Tampa and St. Pete, and they set about to take Mr. Gandy's bridge. When he was 92 years old and pretty much out of a fight, they got his bridge away from him and they started collecting the tolls. But two hips and a hooray for Papa Gandy, because he knew that he who laughs last, laughs best. The last laugh rule is in effect. Greatest thing in the grand old South, there's a brand new Gandy Bridge. It spans the waters of Tampa Bay, and we drive from ridge to ridge. Birds' golden throats more gaily sing, stars brighter shine in glorious spring. The waves salute you when you bring your sweetheart to Gandy Bridge. Listen, the mockingbirds are singing. Waves softly whisper, Gandy Bridge. Waves softly beaming, Gandy Bridge. Well, the silver moon is smiling, waves are sighing, Gandy Bridge. Wildflowers sweetly perfume Gandy Bridge. I see that was your part there. Well, Gandy Bridge, we are all for you. We love you more and more. We praise you as we drive along and speed from shore to shore. Stars so bright, the world seems right. A balmy breeze, a lovely night, attunes the world with one accord, shouting, welcome all aboard. Come on, let's hear it from Papa Gandy. Yes, and the mockingbirds are singing. Gandy Bridge waves softly whispering. Gandy Bridge, stars are beaming. Gandy Bridge, well, the silver moon is smiling. Waves are sighing. Gandy Bridge, wildflowers sweetly perfume. Gandy Bridge, wildflowers sweetly perfume. Gandy Bridge. We're running behind, so we're going to cut it short here a little bit, but there's a couple songs that I wanted to do, and none is more appropriate in my mind to being on this amphitheater stage this evening than the song of Cush Holston. Cush Holston last played here in 1961. He vanished. It's all in the song. This is a story of Thelma Bolton's. She told it to Will McLean, and he wrote a poem to go with it. He told the poem to Paul Champion. He wrote a melody to go with it. When Will McLean died, Gamble Rogers called me up and asked me to sing it at Will's funeral. I can't tell you. Sing and play. Fingers dancing on the strings. Rosin bow made fiddle ring. Fill the air so sweetly with strange music. Got drunk one night and they threw him in jail. And when he was caged up, he began to wail. Will said it sounded like a horn owl that old man wanted so bad to be free. When it came the time to turn him go, his face all full of woe, the townspeople broke his heart with their thoughtless mockery. Well, he took a gun and he did go somewhere. No one knows. He just vanished the way the cold mist leaves the river sand. Cush Holston's gone home, still living free alone. Lonesome is the mournful song of this sad man. Holston's gone back to nature's way. She will no secrets tell of old Cush, where he dwells, and will of the wisp he will ever remain. I've been Janet Rucker and Kathy DeWitt. Couldn't ask for a couple better folks. I worked real hard on this Gamble Rogers induction, both in getting him qualified and getting him inducted, and it didn't turn out that I had anything that I could say last night when they did the ceremony, but that doesn't mean I don't have something to say, and I guess what I want to say is several folks mentioned about what an honor it was for Gamble Rogers to be inducted into the Florida Artists Hall of Fame. Well, I knew Gamble and I know Florida, and I think it's an honor that Florida has Gamble in the Hall of Fame. Diane DeLuge. This is a song Gamble sang often. I'd like you to sing it with us too, if you would. The Dutchman's not the kind of man that keeps his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. That's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the sunlight, Margaret serves him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks that tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be. Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above Zuyder Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. The Dutchman still wears wooden shoes. His coat and cap are all patched with love that Margaret sewed there. There's times he thinks he's still in Rotterdam, and he'll watch the tugboats on the canals. He calls out to them. Sometimes he thinks he knows the captain. Till Margaret comes to take him home again, down unforgiving streets that trip him, though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks he's there all alone, and he calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuyder Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that. Windmills round. She wraps his muffler tighter. They sit there in the kitchen. They got tea and whiskey to keep away the dew. And he sees her for a moment and calls her name while Margaret makes the bed up singing that old love song. Song she learned when it was very new. He hums a line or two. They sing together in the dark. The Dutchman falls asleep and Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuyder Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Thank you, folks.